This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Let's do this. We've already done this. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. Josh Vern, you're joining us on the show. Vern, I heard that music and I instantly thought it was 2 o'clock. I apologize.
It's all good, man. Let's keep doing this. How are you?
Absolutely, man. I'm doing good. Vern, I'm a little bit worried after yesterday's game that your appearances on the show could be coming to an end. Yesterday, that's about as bad of a day that the Royals have had this season.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, that certainly wasn't great, a two-hitter. Shane Smith was good, but nobody cares about that. And, yeah, all right, I'll be sad to leave. See you later.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier on the show. This is what I said yesterday. You don't have to sweep the White Sox. Like, I'm not going into this like, man, you cannot afford to lose one of these games. But I do know this. If we're talking about them making the playoffs, you cannot afford at this point in the season to lose a series to the White Sox. So, yes, you lost the first game. It was not ideal, but that's the beauty of baseball. You just play again the next day. The Royals have to win this series against the White Sox just to keep their chances alive. You just can't afford to give up ground. When you got a gimme series like this, you got to keep it a gimme.
Yeah, if you assume it is a gimme, this White Sox offense has been one of the five best in baseball since the All-Star break, and that's the reason why you like the Royals right now is their offense, right? It's not their rotation. So if you're telling me you're now a squad led by the bats, well, you're going up against a Chicago team that's feeling pretty good about its bats as well. Obviously, they need to win. You're four games back with 30 to play. You do have three with Seattle in your building. They do have two more with San Diego. So, nothing's a must win, but every game is big from here on out. No question about it.
Vern, let's talk a little bit about Vinny Pasquantino. He was named American League Player of the Week. He's had a really phenomenal last 2 weeks, last year, if you're going back and looking at this entire thing. I asked Denny this question yesterday. I'll ask it to you. What do you notice when Vinny is hot that he is doing correctly? What do you notice about Vinny when he's a little bit off?
Well, he really hasn't been off in his career outside of this April and last April, and to me, a lot of that was just pressing. Now, he's a different hitter this season than he was in the past, right? The reason why I started calling him the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino was not only because he is entertaining behind the microphone, but also he was drawing more walks than he was being punched out. And, for a guy to have that type of all-field power and still show the type of Joey Votto-esque discipline at the plate, man, he's undeniable in a big spot. And you've seen that even over the past two seasons. Even though I think, yes, his swing has changed this year, You know, dating back to the start of 2024, nobody in baseball has driven in more go-ahead RBI than Vinny Pasquantino. He's tied with Cal Raleigh for the major league lead. So, you know, the guy, when healthy, is one of, if not, you know, certainly one of the five best run producers in Major League Baseball. Now, it helps having Bobby in front of you, Bobby on the base pass, no doubt about it. But, yeah, Vinny is, he's a star. He's an offensive star right now, and he plays a position that, you know, doesn't necessarily lend itself to getting the most notoriety, especially when you're sharing that position with a Bryce Harper and a Freddie Freeman and Pete Alonso and some of the biggest names in the game. But, you know, as far as him slumping, you know, I talked to him about it earlier this spring about his April. And, you know, that was a young man finding himself trying to do a little bit too much in 2024. And I think he fell victim to the same thing this season. Also, you know, the swing changes and his willingness to sell out for a little bit more power. You're not seeing the strikeout to walk ratio quite where it was in seasons previous, but the power numbers, again, he's on pace for 34 and 110 RBI. You know, we've seen that less than half a dozen times in Royals history. So to put up that type of offensive season, playing your home games at Kauffman Stadium as a left-handed hitter is really impressive.
I was talking to Denny about this, and he said, you know, if Vinny Pasquantino can just drive in runs, that was trying to make me think that must be like the baseball equivalent when you say a guy in basketball can just go get yourself a bucket. And you know what? People always appreciate a basketball player who can just go get you a bucket.
Yeah, the Joe Johnson, the Paul Pierce. Yeah. It's a perfect analogy. Yeah, and Vinny certainly, I mean, he leads the American League in RBI since the All-Star break. To me, there is a quality of allowing your heartbeat to slow down and come through in those big moments. And outside of a rough first few months of the season as far as hitting with those runners in scoring position, you know, Vinny not only has been red hot on the season, he's also been clutch of late. He's, he had that OPS in the 600s with runners in scoring position. It's now near 800. Oh, he's been on an absolute tear. I came into the season expecting him to be the best first baseman in the division and the best left-handed hitter in the division. He's certainly the former. Riley Green can make an argument for the latter, but Vinny certainly has himself in the conversation.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here for a few more minutes, just talking about the Kansas City Royals. We talked about this a little bit, Vern, and this is the thing that I am holding on to. The Royals are four games back of Seattle right now. I don't really think the Rangers are that into it. I just think basically at this point, we have kind of boiled this thing down to the Royals need to be a better team than the Seattle Mariners down the stretch. I think just based on the tiebreaker, it's kind of unrealistic to think that they're going to catch the Yankees. I also don't think that they're catching the Boston Red Sox either. So it's really down to being better than Seattle. I just want this team to be within 2.5 games when Seattle comes into town. I just can't think of a time in my lifetime where the Royals have had that kind of regular season series at Kauffman Stadium. They're directly behind a team, and every game directly moves you up the wild card standings with the one team that you are going into it with. So when it comes to these games, I mean, obviously, I care what happens in this. All I really want is for them to be within a puncher's chance heading into that series against Seattle, just to see what Kansas City will be like, just to see what the atmosphere at the ballpark will be like.
Oh, it'll be fun. You know that. That's why really every game has the same weight outside of right now, those three games in Seattle. I guess you could make the case the four games coming up in Cleveland. Three games against Seattle, of course, at Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, that, you know, should be fun. And it's hard to imagine. Well, I guess it's not hard to imagine, but, man, it'll be very disappointing if your wish isn't ultimately granted, if they're not within 2.5 games, three games going into that series, because I still think you get that feeling if you're, you know, three and a half games back. So long as that series is sizable, I think it'll certainly be a scene at Kauffman Stadium. And the only thing that'll stop them is right now the pitching, right? If Noah Cameron is tiring, it is You know, most innings he's pitched as a professional. If Seth Lugo's tiring, if he's dealing with something, or if he just is in a rut that's going to last for this final month. You know, you're expecting Cole Reagan's back coming up in the middle of September. But is that a guy you're going to hand the ball to and say, go give me six, go give me seven? I don't think so. I think it's, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 innings, and then you're handing it off to the guy that we're going to see tonight, maybe in Michael Lorenzen, maybe the guy we see tomorrow in Ryan Burgert. So, you know, the pitching right now suddenly is the quote-unquote concern, although, you know, the comments last night from Mike Yastrzemski saying we didn't come out with the, you know, energy we needed, or what the hell are you talking about? How the hell doesn't the team come out with the proper amount of energy? He says, you know, I hope we learn from that and come out better tomorrow. You know, what the hell's going on inside that clubhouse? We're talking about Vinny, who I think is a strong personality and a great leader inside the clubhouse. That can't happen. Like you're talking about, the importance of these games. Even if it's a throwaway line, him trying to compliment the Chicago pitcher for being on the attack, I don't care. I don't want someone that's been around as long as Mike Yastrzemski. Now, he's not some world champion with a bunch of postseason experience, but still, he's been around. For him to mention that, don't care for it.
Last couple of questions here, Vern, and we'll get you out of here. We'll go kind of rapid fire style when it comes to this. We are putting a pool together here in the office of where you think the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift wedding is going to be. What would be your number one overall pick? What do you suggest?
Wherever Bezos had his.
Okay. All right. That's very, very important to note. Do you want to tell us your story of proposing?
It's kind of long. I nailed it, though.
I mean, I want
to. It's impossible to tell.
I don't care how long it is. Tell the story. I want to hear. I don't care how long it is.
Well, when I first was aware of my now wife, she tweeted out, you know, Josh Fernier is my soulmate, because I was screaming at somebody on the radio and she liked it. So I saw that tweet a day later in a parking spot at a ballpark in Arizona. Now, fast forward, we meet on your show and, you know, it's all working out. And, well, I bring her to Arizona. She's coming out for spring training. We go to that same ballpark. I say, I got to stop. She has no idea. That's where I was first aware of her. I drive to that same parking spot. Say, I got to run inside for something. As I'm inside the stadium, I ask her to go look in the trunk. I need her to grab something and bring it in for me. She goes in the trunk, and in the back on the trunk is a sweatshirt with that tweet on it. And I come up from behind and say, it turns out you were right. Get on the knee and propose. And she never said yes. She just kind of laughed at me, but turned out she meant yes.
Vern, what a way to end this interview. That's a great story, man. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Hey, thanks for allowing me, C-Dot. And thanks for setting it all up. I owe it all to the drive, man.
Vern, that's what friends are for. We appreciate you. Thanks, Vern. That is Josh Fernier, our Royals insider, joining us on the show. Did you just see this, that Kenny Pickett got traded? Did you just see, is this breaking news? Is this real breaking news, Rob, that the Raiders have traded for Kenny Pickett? Did this happen before and I just missed it?
It was this morning, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I missed it. I'm sorry. I just saw breaking
Stunner,
news on the
you
TV.
Missed Kenny Pickett
doesn't
news.
Play for them anymore. I'm like, oh, man, what happened? I would have wrote that down. I missed it. Completely missed it. I apologize. My bad. I missed it. All right, coming up on the other side, let's have this conversation as a group. Let's have this conversation as a family. We are putting together an office pool to determine where Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to be married. Rob and I will tell you what we are thinking as we are putting this pool together. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, Rob, do you want to talk about Tyreek Hill's divorce or Travis Kelce getting married? Which one? We're going to talk about both of them over the next 10 minutes. Just which one would you like to start first with? If this can be like a choose your own adventure book.
Let's start with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Let's start on a positive note.
Okay, let's start off on a positive note. So we are putting together a little bit of a pool of where you think the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift wedding is going to be. This is how I think we find out about it. I think number one, it's posted on her and his Instagram. They let us see exclusive photos. I also think if you were them, you let People or E, you know, you sell the rights to have the exclusive photos to it. You pick up a couple million dollars. You let TMZ come in, you take some pictures. And I think you handle it that way. I think that's how we'll get information about this. I don't think they're streaming this. There's not going to be a television show. I don't think it's going to be any of that. But we've been kind of debating here at the office on where you think this will be. Rob and I are on the same page. Text line 913-586-7965. If I had unlimited access to money, if I am a billionaire and any place would have me, all I need is my publicist, my handler to pick up the phone and say that Taylor Swift wants to have her wedding in your venue. They are waiving all cost if that is the case. I'm not picking Kansas City, Missouri, and that's no disrespect to where we live, but come on now. Money's no issue. Where am I getting married at? Powell Gardens? No. I'm not getting married in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, either. I'm picking somewhere majestic. I'm picking somewhere special. I'm getting married overseas. I'm going to Italy. That's where I'm going. I'm having a small, very intimate gathering, family, friends, teammates. I'm talking about less than 100 people are coming to this thing. We're getting married overseas. We're getting married in Florence. We're getting married in Greece. We're getting married somewhere special. I think this is an international wedding. That's where I think we're headed. I think we're headed towards an Instagram announcement overseas, some of the most incredible wedding views that you have ever seen before. Because, I mean, America's number one bachelorette is getting married. I'm not getting married in a normal place. No, we're going somewhere special. Rob, I think you and I are going to put down the same thing in this pool. Give me a Florence, Italy. Give me a Sicily. Give me somewhere like that. That's where I'm betting that this wedding's going to be.
So I actually agree with you. What's funny is the logic for how we ended up there is very different. I don't think this is going to be some small, intimate, 100-person, 50-person friends and family wedding. I think this is going to be the celebrity event of whatever year it occurs. We just saw.
Oh, so
I think it's going to be like Bezos' wedding. You know how Bezos' wedding had all those photos of every celebrity you've ever seen walk up?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be that level. I mean, Taylor Swift's really close friends with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. She's really close friends with Hugh Jackman. She's close with Selena Gomez. These people are
You think all these people are showing up?
I think all these celebrities are showing up. So there is no place in America where you can house these people in relative anonymity, because they do not, they're not going to want the date or venue leaked. They are not going to want that out to the public. The last thing they want is the Swifties to know it's this date, this time, this place. Can't happen. So you got to hide these celebrities somehow, some way, so that news isn't leaking out. Hey, can you believe Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, and Ryan Reynolds are all hanging out in insert town X? So I think I'm going to pick a place where the super rich and the super wealthy gallivant around, and they do it in relative anonymity. I think it's going to be in the south of France, which is the ultimate rich person area. The south of France, gorgeous backdrops, the wine, the celebrities can hang out, and they're not mobbed because it's not Paris or something. You can literally hide in plain sight. So I think international as well, but I don't think it's going to be some small gathering. I think this is going to be the event of the year, and we're going to wake up one day, and Instagram is going to have 500 photos of the most famous people on earth just hanging out. It's going to be such an event, in my opinion, that Patrick Mahomes is not a top 15 famous person at the event.
I mean, if that's the case, and I'm not obviously trying to make light of the situation, that's the biggest celebrity event since Kobe's funeral?
I think it will be the biggest celebrity event.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. I mean, Kobe's funeral, Beyonce sang. Michael Jordan spoke at this thing. Like, if we were talking of a this event.
Does Bezos' wedding count as bigger than Kobe's?
I don't remember all who was there.
Okay. That's fair. But I think it's going to be the celebrity event that we maybe experience in our lifetimes.
Who do you think the best man is? Do you think it's Patrick or Jason?
I think it's Jason.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just wonder.
I think it has to be Jason. I think Patrick's a groomsman.
Oh, for sure. 100%. 100%. I think we could, I mean, if we really sat here, we could probably guess who Travis's groomsmen are going to be. Like, it's not hard to figure out who Travis's friends are, you know? Mm-hmm. Not very hard to do that. So you and I are the same way. We're going overseas. We're going Italy.
I got France, you got Italy, but we're definitely
okay,
overseas.
Okay, yeah, overseas. No, we're definitely both. We need to make sure we set this up and we start going around. We're treating this like the NCAA tournament. We need your money. We need you to lock it in right now where you think this wedding is going
to
be.
By the way, someone texted me, it's a great point. Travis Kelce's now friends with Adam Sandler and co. You're telling me Adam Sandler put him in the movie? You're not putting Adam Sandler, you're not bringing Adam Sandler to your wedding? That it's just going to be, I think it's going to be an absolutely massive event.
Someone said, how many people do you think are getting invited? I bet it, how many people on the team do you think are getting invited? I bet it won't be everybody. Of course. Of course. No chance.
Can you imagine if Travis tells Taylor one of your friends is out because Jared Wiley's got to get a spot? Come on.
No. No, not everybody on that team. They are not being invited to it. Some tells me Christian Fulton. I don't know if you and Travis have had enough. No, you're not invited to this wedding. Hey, it ain't no shade. I'm sorry. We only got limited space here. I'm sorry. You are not welcome at this wedding. Do you want to talk about Tyreek Hill? So this is, you know, Tyreek Hill, he was married. He is now no longer married. He got divorced in 17 months, and they have reached a divorce settlement. Listen to this. She secured a $500,000 lump sum, $20,000 to $50,000 a month in spending money, $100,000 for a new car. He has to pay her legal fees, which were $450,000, and she gets exclusive use for their $5.5 million mansion. He also is responsible for the mortgage, the utilities on that mansion. Oh, boy. I can't think of a... I've never heard such a loss before. Have you? This is insane. They were married. They were married for less than 2 years. She came away with all of this. This was a beatdown. This was a 41-10. What kind of lawyer did Tyreek have? Tyreek, you should have just wrote her a $2 million check and just got rid of her. What's happening here? $20,000 to $50,000 a month. Do they have a kid together?
It's possible 2 years.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Do they got a kid together? That's the only thing. That's the only way this makes sense to me. They got a kid? Exclusive use of their $5.5 million mansion. How long does she live there? And he still got to pay the bills? You can't pay the bills with that money I just gave you. I just gave you $500,000. You can't cover the utilities on that? Tyree, goodness gracious. Good luck, man. I don't know nothing about getting divorced. I don't know nothing about divorce proceedings. I'm just saying right now, I want to know what kind of lawyer you had. Please keep me away from him. Your lawyer, he didn't do a good job. He didn't do a good job getting you a good deal when it came to all of this. Hodges would have wrote her a one-time check, and we're out of here. And you got to pay child support, too. But some of the text line is saying that they have a kid together. So, I mean, you always going to win.
That makes way more sense.
You always going to win if that's the case. So, well, good luck to both of them. Good luck to Tyreek and Keita. Good luck to them. Whatever happened to Crystal? She still around? She got to still be around. They got a kid together, too. Remember Crystal? Crystal really tried to.
I mean, defined around.
Crystal
tried
to mess things
yet.
Up for your boy. I'm saying this is a really, really bad deal in a divorce proceeding. I'm telling you, this is really, really bad for Tyreek. So, man, good luck to him. I don't know what else to say. I have no other thoughts and opinions on that. Just good luck to Tyreek Hill. All right, Rob, we are waiting for the 53-man roster to come out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Are you expecting any surprises? Are you looking forward to anything? Is there anything that you are looking at as we are waiting for this? Because the only thing I'm looking for is Elijah Mitchell making the team. I just don't know if he's making the team or what the plan could potentially be for them at running back. Now, if he makes the team, then I don't think they're going out and getting a running back. But if the Chiefs are going to make a running back move, I mean, it would happen here at some point in the next 30 minutes or so. We end up finding out that Elijah Mitchell doesn't make the team, and I do think they go up and pick up another running back, or they think Elijah Mitchell has some juice left and he ends up making the team. So that's, to me, where the intrigue is. The rest of the roster just seems very, very set. Like, I don't really see a possibility for any other kind of surprise or curveball. I think that's the only one we're waiting on.
I don't mean to sidestep your question because I understand the question, but I don't think there's going to be a surprise today. But I think between now and the end of Labor Day, when the Chiefs can get active on the waiver wire, can see everyone else's cuts, can see everyone else's roster, and can kind of start to, you know, massage a little bit more, which is when you saw LeSean McCoy, Samaje Perine, and others become Chiefs. I think there's going to be a move before Brazil, but I don't know that move is coming today. I saw the ESPN reporter for the Jets. He's basically Nate Taylor, but covers the Jets. He mentioned that the cuts and everything has to be in the league office by 3 p.m., but the team sometimes doesn't put out the official, you know, graphic social media release until sometime around 7 or 8, because teams believe that gives them an advantage on the waiver wire, that you can sift through it while other teams are posting on social media. So it's possible the official isn't known until tonight. So I think a move gets made before Brazil, but I don't know that move happens today. I think there is a running back. I don't know it's today.
Someone on the text line says, what about Robert Tonyan? I believe Robert Tonyan is making the team. I think he certainly played well enough to make the team. I think they're keeping 4 tight ends, and if that's the case. We know they're keeping Travis Kelce, Noah Gray, Jared Wiley, I also think is going to make the team. I think that Tonyan played himself onto the roster. So I am anticipating in their 53-man roster that Robert Tonyan is going to be a part of it. Do you think that he's going to be a part of it?
I didn't know this was a conversation anymore. Like, I was ready to have this conversation on August 6th, but on August 26th, 1,000% he's making the roster. The question now becomes 3 or 4. And I think they're going to stay at 3. Like, I don't know why they might be trying to get Jared Wiley through waivers and back to the practice squad. I can see them doing that. But Robert Tonyan is a Chief this year. It would really surprise me if they cut Robert Tonyan, or we get news that Robert Tonyan's been waived. That would really, really surprise me at this point.
Yeah, I just think that he played well enough to be on the team. So, yeah, it would just surprise me and kind of come out of nowhere if he just didn't make the team. We know the Chiefs love having additional tight ends. They love those kind of two tight ends, three tight end sets. They use the kind of go heavy if they want to do some short yardage stuff. I think that Tonyan, I actually think Tonyan's their best blocking tight end at this point. I also think if you kind of want to keep some of the wear and tear off Travis Kelce, you're not really asking him to block maybe the ways that you did. And I think you're trying to be more selective about the spots that you end up using Travis Kelce. Therefore, I think Tonyan kind of has a role on this team. I don't think it's a big role on this team. Helping special teams, veteran leader, blocking, short yardage situations. That's where I think they end up using Robert Tonyan. I think you and I are on the same page. I'd be surprised if he got let go.
I don't think there are any surprises today. And maybe we can have a different conversation about Elijah Mitchell. Because I would say if Elijah Mitchell gets cut and they add someone in, that's not really a surprise to me. He didn't really have any juice or buzz at camp, and they just have a lot of running backs. They're carrying four. I think in the most complimentary way possible, I'm saying this to the Chiefs, I don't think there's any intrigue today. I think when the Chiefs were in the first year of Andy Reid, remember they added, what, not eight or nine guys in the waiver wire, and they basically tried to refresh the roster after that first Andy Reid season, 2013. That year was interesting on the waiver wire. Who are they going to add? I think today is going to be relatively boring for the Chiefs, because if right now me and you, without an official announcement, went through, we could probably get 49, 48 of the 53-man roster, and we're just doing it on our, you know, fingers and toes. Like, I don't think there's any intrigue or surprise or, you know, startling, can you believe that move coming today? Like, and I would even classify Elijah Mitchell, if that happened today, as not surprising or startling. And even to that end, he was on the practice field, and we haven't gotten news that he's not on the team.
Text line 913-586-7965. Is there a potential twist that you are looking at that could happen when it comes to the Chiefs' 53-man roster? You have to have your roster turned in by now. The Chiefs could announce it seemingly at any point. They could announce it right now. They could wait till later today. I'm sure they're still kind of doing some maneuvering. You wait to see who was on the waiver claim. You could obviously have made a trade before the cuts for a guy that you don't think you'll get at waivers. Got to remember, the Chiefs are near the bottom of waiver claims. So maybe there's a guy that you really, really like. Well, if the rest of the league really likes him, just one other team likes him before you, if Carolina likes him, for example, then you just don't get that player. So maybe the Chiefs end up making a move. We'll certainly keep you up to date on anything that is happening with the Kansas City Chiefs as we are waiting for their roster. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Joshua Briscoe will join us on the show. We'll get his thoughts and his opinions on the cutdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to give you guys a little bit of news. Yesterday, Starbucks announced their fall menu and is currently available. Yes, right now, if you go to Starbucks, you can get their original pumpkin spice latte. Let me get back up on this soapbox one more time. This is actually becoming one of my favorite soapboxes to stand on. Since when did we start doing this? When did we not respect the seasons? When did we stop respecting the seasons? When did we start making kids go back to school on August 8th? No, you know, we used to go back to school after Labor Day. You could fully enjoy the summer. When did we start celebrating Christmas on November 1st? No, Christmas starts after Black Friday. That's when we used to celebrate Christmas. When did we start giving Christmas 2 months? When did fall start in late August? We've never done this before. No, it's still pool time. It's still pool season. You can still go down to the lake. Fall starts on the Tuesday after Labor Day. If you want to say that's fall, okay. Like, all right, I'm not going to fight you that hard. Everybody's school. You're done taking vacations. Yes, fall is back. When did we start? When did we just have complete and total disregard, Rob, for the seasons and start doing everything willy-nilly? Are you going out and getting a pumpkin spice latte in August? I don't even know how you have a thirst for it, how you even have a taste or an appetite for it. It's August. It's not pumpkin season. Pumpkin ain't even that good of a flavor to be drinking it now for the next 8 weeks. This is way too early. Way too early to be celebrating pumpkin season.
So I won't get a pumpkin spice latte today, but next Tuesday when my pool closes, I'll make sure I'm in line. I'm ready to go. By the way, it's like 77 degrees out. It's basically the fall right now. It's got fall energy. So yeah, I would get a pumpkin spice latte. I can't do it in good faith when my neighborhood pool is still open, but I think more likely than not, I will be getting a pumpkin spice latte soon. By the way, they're incredible. They're an incredible experience to have on a cool morning. Me and you were driving in. We'd come in early on Tuesdays sometimes. Get a PSL on the way in. It just gets you a jolt to life.
PSLs?
PSLs, baby.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know you were that much of a pumpkin spice latte guy. Someone on the text line says, I ate a pumpkin cinnamon roll last night. It was fire. What?
That sounds incredible. Lucky you.
I just don't pump. I'm all for things having their season.
It's the fall. Football's back. It's the fall.
Pumpkin has its own month. Pumpkin has a month. It has all of October.
Pumpkin is more than a month. It definitely lingers.
No, pumpkin is a month.
We get pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. It gets a
That's just
whole,
a little pop-up.
That, it's a whole
that's
run
a pop-up
in November.
That's
no,
like,
no, no. It is a. It's the fall flavor. It's a whole season's
that's
flavor.
That's like a relative when it comes to visit. That's what Thanksgiving is. Like, you know, that's when it just comes to live. Maybe I'm the only one. Someone says, Carrington, season starts 2 months ahead. They already have Halloween stuff out right now. Doesn't make any sense to me.
So you're going to wait till October 1 to head down the Lewisburg Cider Mill?
Yes, the fall.
Disgusting behavior.
I got to see the leaves start to change before I start. You aren't even wearing a hoodie yet. The moment that you break out that hoodie, that's fall. Not now. It's not fall. It's August. It's still the summer. It's still the summer. Labor Day, that's the end of summer. Opening day is Memorial Day. The final game of the season is Labor Day. After Labor Day, if you want to have all your fall festivities, fine, have them. But that's when fall starts for me. When you get that dew in the air and you put that first hoodie on when you go walk your dog in the morning, that's when it's fall. The leaves haven't even begun to change. The leaves aren't going to change for another 6 weeks. It's already fall? You already got Halloween decorations up? What? It's not spooky season. It's too much. That's all I'm saying. It's too much. Maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. We used to have a system. You know what I mean? We had a system. We gave Christmas 5 weeks to celebrate Christmas. We didn't need 9 weeks to celebrate Christmas. Now we're celebrating Halloween in late August. We're doing pumpkin spice lattes in late August. I don't know why we're doing this. We don't give, summer doesn't get extra months. This isn't right.
It was 55 degrees this morning when I walked the dog.
That hoodie, it's not the fall yet.
That hoodie's come on, buddy.
You had a hoodie on today?
Hoodie and shorts to walk the dog this
morning.
You
better not have had a hoodie on today.
Hoodie and shorts to walk the dog this morning.
Give me your man card.
Which means it's officially
I'm telling you right now, hand
pumpkin
it to me.
Spice season.
Because you know what you need to do in August if that happens? Go outside and be cold. That's what you need to do.
Just I don't control the weather. I just react to the weather.
Putting a hoodie on in August is insane behavior. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Joshua Briscoe. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Joshua Briscoe to talk about the Chiefs and what the potential cutdowns look like. So right now, you can place a wager on who you think will be the Super Bowl halftime show. In light of the news regarding Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, she has shot up the list. She is the odds-on favorite to be the halftime performer. She is at plus 100. So for those of you that don't gamble, bet a dollar, win a dollar for Taylor Swift to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl. Dua Lipa is second at 7-1. Sabrina Carpenter is at 8-1. Mariah Carey, Miley Cyrus, and Oasis are all at 10-1. Billie Eilish is at 12-1. Jay-Z, Metallica, Ed Sheeran, they're all in that 12-1 range. Rob, you know what? I'm going to go with somebody that's a little bit off the beaten path here. Sign me up for Post Malone at 16-1. It feels like we have to pick somebody that kind of appeals to everybody. He does a little bit of rap, a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of pop, a little bit of country. We can find a show that appeals to everybody with somebody who is super famous and likable. Give me a Post Malone at 16-1. I also like Miley at 10-1 to do it. Now, it goes without saying, if Taylor Swift wants to do it this year, then there is nobody else that should even be in consideration. The moment that Taylor says, I want to do the halftime show, you get to do the halftime show. Like, this is what all great artists at your level do. Everybody who has been at your level, Prince, Mike, Beyonce, if you were at this level, you eventually do the halftime show. So maybe she ends up doing it this year. I do think she'll do it before her run is over. She has an album coming up, so it definitely makes sense. I have one of the most anticipated albums of all time. I then do a show that promotes it and goes through all the eras of who I am as a person. I now own all my masters. It would make a lot of sense if Taylor Swift was it. But if she doesn't do it, give me Miley Cyrus at 10-1. Give me Post Malone at 16-1. Those would be my Super Bowl halftime bets.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Where is the Super Bowl this year?
It is in San Francisco.
I think at 16-1, I'm going to lay my money on Chapel Roan. She might be one of the more up-and-coming popular artists in America, shooting a concert in Kansas City at the Liberty Memorial. Like, it's not like she's small time. She's big time. I'm pretty sure she has a song where she talks about how she went out to California and got even more popular. I think the song is Pink Pony Club. So I would take Chapel Roan at 16-1, but I agree with you 100%. If Taylor Swift wants to, Taylor Swift's going to do it. I don't think Taylor Swift is doing it with Travis Kelce active. That's just my opinion. I know that she was like half joking when she was on the New Heights podcast, where she was like, there's nothing NFL fans like more than seeing me on TV. But I think that she does not want to be backstage preparing for the Super Bowl performance, which is an enormous undertaking and something you can't just, you know, half-ass. I think she does not want to be backstage if the Chiefs are in the game. So as long as Travis Kelce is active, I don't think she will do it. So I think the betting odds would tell you play someone else, and I would play Chapel Roan at 16-1.
Someone asked, who is Chapel Roan? She is the one who has the Pink Pony Club song, mm-hmm. if you've heard of that song. If you don't know that song, then just maybe this halftime thing just might not be for
also,
you.
Also, she is hot to go. She does hot to go. She's literally about to sell out Liberty Memorial in Kansas City. She's a big deal.
A lot of people are making the point that Metallica is actually from San Francisco. I know Metallica would make a lot of sense.
Here's my question. I love Metallica. Metallica is one of my favorite bands.
I don't have any issues with Metallica.
Do they cross over, though? At their age, are they big enough? Are they Apple? Does it cross over?
Yeah, but I guess this would be the argument that I would make. And I'm saying this as somebody who loves rap and hip-hop. They've kind of given enough of those shows in succession to that kind of music. I don't know if there's a lot of artists that cross over anymore. Like, I mean, obviously, there are some that that's the case. But I think that we are all so fractured and segmented now with the kind of music that we listen to that I don't know if you can find those people. You know, back in the day when everybody went to the radio to get their kind of music and that shaped your taste, yeah, there were five or six artists that everybody listened to. I just don't think that exists that much now. So there's just not really anybody that's going to make all of us happy. Like, I don't listen to Taylor Swift's music, but I understand how important she is. I also understand why it would be her time to do it. So that's why if you pick Metallica, yeah, I mean, it's not my kind of music. I'm not super interested in it, but I definitely get it. And you've given me the halftime show for the last 5 years. I got Usher. I got Dr. Dre and Snoop. I'm cool with if you give it to Metallica. And those 12 minutes that year is just not for me. I can live with that.
I guess that's fair. I just wonder that ever since Apple Music took over the halftime show, which we now know Apple Music does it, they have been trending younger. It's not even the crossover like the two Americas. Do they cross over your sister? Your sister's age demographic. Do they like? Do they
she
like?
She listens to Metallica.
But does she even know? Are they even in her zeitgeist? Is she aware of them at all? Because like you're right, Taylor Swift is not my type of music either. She crosses over. You're not a big Post Malone fan, but you're aware of his music. Like it crosses over. There are bands from the 80s and 90s. Like I'm too young to have listened to Prince in his heyday, but when he did the Super Bowl, I got it. It was Prince
for sure.
If you're going to have someone from the 80s and 90s, a band of that ilk do it, is Metallica big enough with young people to be that halftime show still? Like, I feel the same way about Oasis, which is one of the more popular betting ones. Oasis, it has all the same problems Metallica has.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be very, very surprised if they made the announcement
the
it was
the Super Bowl in America.
Oasis is doing the halftime show.
If it was the
show.
London Super Bowl, which I think is coming one
I'd
day,
be stunned.
Oasis. Okay, but not this one.
That's what I'm saying is I actually think Miley Cyrus, like I'm trying to think of people who do kind of cross over a little bit. Like Miley has enough big pop records. She has a little bit of country. We've known who Miley Cyrus is now for what, 25 years. She was a child star. She transitioned into being an adult. Like Miley's a really good pick. I mean, it wouldn't be my ideal person, but I could get behind a Miley Cyrus halftime show. Like you could sell me on Miley doing it. Yeah, that's why I like the two that I picked. Give me Miley Cyrus at 10-1. Give me Post Malone at 16-1. I feel pretty good about those being the case. But again, I do maintain if at any point Taylor Swift is, I want to do the halftime show, then she should be able to do it. It's her time to do it. She's relevant enough. She's been relevant enough. She's the most famous musician in the world at the biggest sporting event held in America. I mean, on the World Cup, but you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's if you want to do the Super Bowl halftime show, it is your time to do it. You just let us know when you're available, and we're more than happy to accommodate it, especially because you have been such a crossover influence in the popularity in the NFL the last handful of seasons. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Joshua Briscoe. We'll talk about the Chiefs and what cuts we're looking for. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.